Yesterday we spoke about another hospital, and that was the case of Mae Dixon, who ended up on a life support machine. She had a stroke and a fall, and while she was in hospital, and she still is there during visiting hours, her house was ransacked and jewellery was stolen, wedding rings. Damien Duggan has contacted us from Duggan's Jewellers in Fairview in North Dublin. Damien, good afternoon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
Because this is the issue that came up. Are you noticing, because I presume people come into you for valuation of Rob,
yeah,
for insurance, is there a difference?
Yeah, the problem at the moment is, like in the last week I was saying to one of your people that rang me earlier, that I've, in the last week alone, I've filled in 7 claim forms. That's 7 different people that have been robbed, not in our local area, right around the north side of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happening everywhere. But one of the biggest problems I'm finding is insurance companies, when you take out your insurance, are not advising people as to what they should do if they have a robbery, how to be prepared for that. So one of the things is take photographs. If anybody's listening now, if they have jewellery or any valuables, even a painting or whatever they have at home, a watch, whatever, take a photograph of it with your phone. So you have photographic evidence.
Good
that
point,
firstly,
yeah,
you had the item. The second thing is keep receipts. So if you come in to me with a value for something to be valued and it's 20 years old and you have no photographic evidence, it's very, very hard for me to put a value on the item. It's either I'm doing stock comparisons and a bit of guesswork. But if you have a photograph, that hugely helps me. I had an instance there recently where a lady said she had a rolled gold watch, which is like a gold-plated watch, and she reckoned it was worth about 100 euros. I subsequently found out that it was a 9-carat gold watch and a 9-carat gold bracelet, and it was up to 1,500 euros worth of value.
Wow.
So the insurance companies, yeah, I feel, should be coming out strongly and advising people what they, when you pay for insurance, you automatically think that the item is insured, so I'll have no problems. Then you unfortunately have a burglary, and you find, okay, I should have a photograph.
And how can you prove?
And how can you prove
and
it?
Will they simply disbelieve, or will they take your word for it?
Well, no, it's up to you to prove that you own the item.
So you need to get a receipt, or?
Oh, absolutely. You know, so we're at the moment inundated with people coming in for me to try and write out a valuation to help them on what was robbed and talk them through the procedure and calm them down and just explain to them, especially the older people. Let's say a lady has a wedding band that's 60 years old,
mm-hmm,
and her husband paid £6. She hence thinks it's now worth, say, 40, 50 pounds or 50 euros. It couldn't be worth much more. Sure, he only paid £6. But £6 60 years ago was more than a man's wages, week's wages. So obviously it's going to be worth quite a few bob now.
And are you noticing any trend, Damien? Are they just simply robbing, as we heard yesterday and before, indeed, necklaces, jewellery, rings, anything that looks, anything relatively small but looks of value?
Yes. Well, they also seem to be fairly educated in what they're taking. You know, they will leave an awful lot of silverware behind, and they'll leave an awful lot of rolled gold or whatever. They'll pick the gold jewellery or whatever. You know, but also, mm-hmm, I'm only dealing with the jewellery end, so if somebody's house has been ransacked,
of course,
and they're,
yeah,
taking,
yeah,
the TV and everything, I'm not going to hear about that. But there's certainly a lot being taken. And you know, I don't buy gold in my shop. And, you know, but a lot of jewellers that do, what they're doing is they're upgrading, so they're trying not to encourage guys that are coming in for cash for gold. You know, they're upgrading, mm-hmm, their jewellery rather than... they will allow a certain amount on what you bring in or whatever to upgrade a piece or whatever.
Right, to buy another piece,
rather,
okay,
than discourage this.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we've met with the government. We met with Alan Shatter's department when he was there, asking them to change it immediately from cash for gold to cheques for gold. And I spoke on your programme years ago about it. And I've spoken a few times on your programme over the years.
What's your point about cheques for gold? Explain.
Well, if you have a cheque,
yeah,
if I write out a cheque to say Joe Duffy, yeah, Joe Duffy firstly has to have an address.
Okay.
He has to have a bank account to lodge it in.
Okay.
It also has to be cleared. Whereas if Joe Duffy gets cash, he walks away and he spends it anywhere he wants.
Okay, and I'm not saying there's anything illegal in cash for gold, but is there any jewellers in the country that has a sign up saying cheques for gold?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Stay there, Damien. 51551. Cahill Daly also contacted us after listening to yesterday's programme about burglary. Some simple ideas, Cahill. Go ahead. You are with secureyourhome.ie.
Yeah, Joe, how are you doing? Like that lady yesterday, I didn't actually hear it, but a few of my customers called me up and told me I should contact yourselves. Mm-hmm. That window could have been very easily protected. All it needs is two sash jammers and two hinge protectors. And the burglar would literally have to break the glass to get in, and they don't tend to want to do that. There are an awful lot of simple things that people can do to stop the burglars from getting in. Like, for example, your front door, mm-hmm. patio doors. There's a cylinder you can put in. There's two different cylinders that I'd recommend that you can put in. They can't be bumped. They can't be snapped. Other than that, 15 seconds and a burglar can get in the front door, the back door, or the windows. So there are a lot of very, very simple things you can do to thwart a burglar.
And they're relatively cheap in your local hardware or whatever.
Well, they don't tend to sell them in the products I have aren't for sale. You won't get them in Woody's or B&Q. Mm-hmm. The products I have are mostly my own. I've been in this business years. I bought a lot of these products in from the States. Like the sliding patio door locks that I have in the States, is only, I think there's two of us in the country do them. I have a thing called door guardians. They're for your wooden, mm-hmm. you know, for your wooden front doors. I'm the only one in the country with them. I have, six locks for French patio doors. They're actually my own locks. You know, they slide over two handles and they're visible from outside. Burglars can see them. You know, they work, and they're also a deterrent.
Okay, and they're on your website. But Cahill, from the other point of view, is it easy for me to get out of the house in a hurry if there's a fire? That's what I always worry about.
Everything I put on, bar the door restrictors, are keyless. These are all keyless.
Okay, they can be, okay. You're not filtering for a key to get the front door open.
If
there's smoke coming, okay.
I was at a dude there, Leo Varadkar's office, invited me over to speak in Castleknock Hotel there about a month ago, mm-hmm. and a huge crowd turned up because there's a big problem in Castleknock. Now, what came out of it was a lot of the people were there to give out about the Gardaí, mm-hmm. but the Gardaí are in a situation where they know these burglars, they're catching these burglars, and it's like a revolving justice system. They're in and out. Like, some of these guys have 70, 80 previous convictions.
Yeah, but do the judges not realise that the stress that, as we heard over the last few days, the stress that can be caused by, as two cases yesterday where the burglars were confronted by the occupant of the house, Anna and Brian, those two incredible stories, but also when your house is ransacked, the effect it has on you, the long-term effect, the fright, the shock, the trauma.
Joe, you're dead right. They should. I'll give you one example. I won't mention any names, but one judge there about 6 weeks ago, a guard was in the court. His mobile phone went off. Mm-hmm. He was put out. He was asked to leave the court. About three cases later, his case came up, and the prosecutor said to the judge, "The guard that you put out earlier, this is his case. Case dismissed, Joe."
Okay, well, I'm not up to speed, and I didn't read about that. I normally would.
It was in the Liffey Champion.
Okay.
I won't mention the judge's name, but it was
okay.
In the
but it's just to make the point, and you're making the point that the trauma, and Damien will come across it as well from his end when people come in. I'm sure people are upset, Damien, are they, when they call down to you in Fairview with telling you one what was stolen and two looking for evaluations.
So if they take photographs, Joe, they're saving themselves an awful lot of grief.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Damien Duggan and Cahill Daly, thanks
very
indeed. 51551.
Joe.
Sorry, yes.
Go yeah, on. Sorry, Joe. If people want to see the products, they can go to secureyourhome.ie and they'll see them.
Okay.
Thanks.
Secureyourhome.ie. Fair play. Cahill Daly, Damien Duggan.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.